This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 20th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2012-35, Global Transaction Services Group. I believe we have Mr. Michael Wofford on the phone, the President and CEO.
Mr. Wofford?
Yes.
Mr. Wofford?
Yes.
Good morning. I will turn you over to Chair Hunter.
Good morning, Mr. Wofford. Thank you for joining us again. For the public's knowledge, Mr. Wofford was here with us at the last public meeting, and now he's home in Omaha trying to avoid a snowstorm. Is it snowing there this morning?
Yes, it snowed all night.
Oh, boy.
So we are white Christmas.
Oh, good, good. All righty, well, thank you for joining us. We have a presentation by Mr. Esterhuyden from the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you are two agenda documents, which were held over from the December 6th open session, 12-83 and 12-83A, and new agenda documents 12-83B and 12-83C, which collectively consist of four draft advisory opinions responding to a request from Global Transaction Services Group, Incorporated. GTSG has developed a process to allow wireless users to make contributions of $50 or less using text messages and the wireless user's credit or debit card. A contributor will initiate a contribution by sending a text message and will complete the transaction by entering certain information into a web form accessed on his or her mobile phone. GTSG will use the mobile phone number used to initiate the contribution to derive the wireless user's name and address and will then provide that information to the recipient political committees. After receiving the funds from the credit or debit card company, GTSG will track the funds by unique keyword and place the funds into separate bank accounts for each recipient political committee. GTSG asks whether it may process the proposed contributions using the wireless user's credit or debit card and forward them to recipient political committees. Drafts A, C, and D conclude that GTSG may process the contributions and forward them to the recipient political committees, but differ as to the reason. Draft B concludes that GTSG may not process the contributions as proposed in the original request and forward them to the recipient political committees. We received no comments on the request and one comment from the requester on drafts A and B. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Hyden. Are there any questions or comments, Madam Vice Chair?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, this is a question for Mr. Wofford. We sent you last night, and I apologize for our not getting it to you sooner, draft D. And I wanted to ask if you had time to read that and if it is accurate in all of the facts.
Yes, I read it last night and I reread it this morning, and it is, I feel, an accurate description of our discussion.
You said that's an accurate description of our discussion?
Yes, our various drafts and answers and questions back and forth. Yes, it's an accurate summary of the solution that we are asking for permission.
Thank you, Mr. Wofford. It's Ellen Weintraub again. Just wanted to confirm that we have the facts right this time, because I think we were a little bit confused at the last meeting, and I'm pleased to say that the commissioners have had some conversations and we've traded some edits back and forth. Draft D is actually... we debated calling it revised draft C. It's very similar to a draft that we sent you earlier, but we made a few additional tweaks. And I think we now have consensus on a yes answer for you, which is probably good news for you. So I'm prepared to support draft D, and that if anybody else has anything to say, I'm happy to hear it, but I'm also prepared to make a motion.
Sounds like a motion might be in order.
All right. In that case, I move that we approve agenda document number 12-83C, which is draft D, a draft answer to Global Transaction Services Group, Inc. in AO 2012-35. and authorize council to make any technical and conforming edits.
Dad, we always do that after the every.
It's a new thing for next year.
Yeah, we usually dance.
Each commissioner will have their theme music when they make a motion.
Okay. You don't have to identify voices.
There you go.
It's like a ringtone.
Yes, there you go. All right, well, you got the motion in right before the music, so all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much. Excellent. We're going to take a brief moment to get Mr. Brian Tyson on the phone. He is the lawyer for Yamaha Motor Corporation, and then we'll proceed to that advisory opinion.